Folks, as I began a few weeks back sharing with each of us the importance of us understanding that every individual is called. God has a calling for each one of us. That was the first message that I brought you on in focusing on our calling. The next message I brought you focused on that God called you and me to be loved by Him. God says, I've called you. I want to share my love with you. I want to love you. I want to help you. I want to walk with you. And then we understood that God called each of us to belong. We belong to one another, and in belonging to one another, we belong to God. You and I, as individual Christians, we unite together as God's body on earth, His Son, Jesus. We together represent Jesus. We together represent the body that God wants, carrying His message throughout the world. We live in troubling times, times that are far deeper than you or I can understand. We see things going on within our own community, the vicious slaughter of the unborn child, the viciousness of child abuse. Kentucky is number one in so many of the vices in our nation. So we see it next door in our own households. We see it. And we know that all hell has been turned loose on God's people, His church. We understand that the war is raging. But the war that is raging has no power over the Christ who's ruling. The war that is raging within our nation, pitting citizen against citizen, color against color, Baptist against Catholics, Presbyterians against the Methodist, pitting. When I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life, my friend, I want you to know something. I accepted Him to serve wherever He would call me. I'm a Baptist because I felt it's where I would have the most freedom to preach. And yet I find in the latter days here, it's the most restrictive. You got to be a little easy, Larry. You got to calm it down just a little bit. Because we don't want anything to happen to our denomination. I could give a flip about a denomination. What I do care about is the souls and the hearts of the lost. Those people that are out in this world that you and I have been called to go. Because God, after walking us down, that we are truly called. We are truly called to be loved by Him. We are truly truly called by Almighty God Himself, and that calling lets me know that you and I belong. And He says, now I want you to become. I want you to grow in your becoming. I want you to become more like my Savior, my Son that I sent to you. So I want you to spend your life becoming. Romans 8, 28 and 29. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn with many brothers and sisters. God knows everything. I hope you understand that. God knew us before we were ever conceived in the womb of our mother. God looked at us and he says, I see that that individual is going to accept my son. Here's the path. There's a path that God has set aside for you and me. It's a road. It's a private road. You see, nobody can walk that road with me except for Jesus. I will walk that road with Jesus and Jesus alone. So will you. Because you see, the calling that God has placed in your heart is deeper than the mind can understand. That calling goes so much deeper than any human affection or love. That calling goes to the heart of the world. And the United States of America was blessed by Almighty God. Take the message throughout the world. What has happened? Denominations brag about numbers. Jesus says that's not enough. It's not in the numbers. It's in the heart. Would you and I not humble ourselves enough to listen to what God says about what we as an individual are to be doing? Don't you listen to the family members, I tell you. Don't you do that. You listen to the calling that God gives you. Then you stand strong for that calling. Don't worry. God will look after your family. He will take care of all those around you if you will heed his voice and say, Lord, I understand that I am a becomer and I want to become closer with you. I want to stand strong and stand true to your word that I might truly preach your kingdom. How do we become what God's called us to be? You know, you and I, as an individual, we are in an individual marathon. There's no beginning to my race. There's only an ending. There's no middle to it. I'm called by God to become. And my whole life focuses on becoming. Whatever I become, to become more like Jesus every day. There are 8 statements that we find that clarify how we become a becomer. Number 1, simplify your life. Got enough garbage around your neck? Are you playing with those old sins and saying, oh, Lord, I can't serve you because just look at my past. He has. But he pays a lot more attention to your future. See, I give my past to God. As anyone that's ever been on the battlefield, as anyone that's ever been in the heat of battle, I know something. There's not a one of us that go, that come back without being broken in some way. Every one of us. You know why? Because we were created to love. As a Marine, I was trained to kill. As a soldier, you were trained to kill. All of the training is to kill or destroy the enemy. Only the Christian army has a calling to love them into the kingdom. I am commanded by God to love. But when you come back, that broken part of you, people will stare. They will ask, why do you act the way you act? And we will say, we're not acting. It's real. There's a part of me and a part of every warrior that's just broken. I can't get it back together. For in the rage of battle, we human beings become inhuman. Man's inhumanity to man, to relive it in dreams and nightmares, is what each of us have to deal with. Our wives or husbands don't understand it, and we wake up and we can't explain it. But we do know this. We know it from the depth of our heart. We belong to the greatest army. And it had its start in heaven. And God said, I'm sending my son. For the battle is raging. It's already begun. Here's my son. I point him to you. He's your leader, tried and true. He's the one who loves you. Listen to his voice. In the jungles and foxholes, we cried out many times and never letting any of our friends see us. Our fellow Marines, our fellow soldiers, our fellow combat veterans, we looked at one another, and we already understand we're broken. But do you understand what that does for you and me? When I became broken and realized my brokenness, God says, I will be there. Because you feel alone, like all have gone. They've left you in the heat of battle. But I've come. I'll give you strength. I'll give you what matters. Listen, folks. It's the power of God that will lead us each step. The path that I have is a path that only God can give me. You must walk your path with the same Savior. That Savior says, I won't leave you nor will I forsake you. I'll be in your heart. I'll be in your mind. I'll pull you up every time. I love you. I love you so dear. I'm your Savior. I'll always be near. Folks, please, our time is short. I sure know it. Jesus has showed up in the churches that will allow him to come in again. The Spirit of God is working, and he's working in the heart of every man. The Spirit of God says, come, will you please? There's a war raging against you and me. Oh, help us all. We'll never understand. But folks, you got to understand, I'm in God's hand. I must look to me within, and within my heart will be Jesus again. As I walk away from the path he led me on, it will be him who says, no, I don't want you to miss home. Walk that path. Walk it straight and true. I'm your God. I'm always with you. The cry goes out from our own nation. You and I don't understand it. Our children, our grandchildren will read about us and our hesitation, because God said, I want you to come and I want you to stand strong. It's not the armies of the world that win the battles. It's Jesus. It's the power of God that touches each and every one of us. Folks, please, listen to his voice. We're losing our nation. We're losing our churches. Jesus is coming. It won't be long. I, like you, will get to go to my home. But we can't waste time now. We still got a job to do. Let's serve the Lord like he called us to do. Listen to his heart and yours. When you're in battle and everything's silent, you'll hear every warrior talk about, I could hear my heart beating so fast. Bravery, oh, we didn't understand that part. For as young boys fighting war, we tremble from within. We shook when the bullets started coming in, and we were frightened. We cried. It was God who stood by our side. You see, you couldn't get there. Mamas couldn't be there. Daddies couldn't either. We were standing alone. Folks, the day is coming, and coming soon. We will have reached the end of our becoming. Again, there's no beginning. There's no middle. There's only the ending. For my life is the becoming. And as long as I exist in this human body, you and I, as Christians, will continue to become more like Christ. If we do not get our minds, our hearts, our current concerns straight again, we're going to lose a nation. Do you know that out of all of us, of all the armed services, we could have won every war if they'd left us alone? With Jesus, as he's walking along, reaching out with his love, you know what he did? He got away from the leaders of the churches. He got away from the politicians. And all of a sudden, he's standing in front of a soldier, a Roman centurion. And that Roman soldier cried out from his heart, "My daughter is dying. Won't you come?" Jesus said, "I will come with you." But then that centurion said, "No, wait. All you need do is speak the words, and my child will be healed." It was not of any of the leaders of that day, religious as they could be. It was not any of them that Jesus went to see. You see, he looked at that centurion, and he turned and he said to those around, "I've not found greater faith, no, not in Israel." It was a soldier. A soldier. Jesus didn't say, "How many men have you killed?" Jesus didn't say, "Are you a Roman? Are you a Jew? What kind of person are you?" You know what he said? "I have not seen such faith. No, not in all Israel." And all of his disciples, he never saw it. But he did from a soldier that the Jewish nation were frightened of. And as the centurion went towards home, his child was healed. You see, you and I have been given a blessing of living in a generation when you will see such an outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. You will get excited about the homecoming meal that awaits you. You'll get excited when the bell rings, the trumpet sounds, and the Lord of life comes down into the clouds and he looks at us. Oh, do you know that the Bible says the dead will rise first, and then all that are left will meet him in the air? But folks, it's never over. I'm a becomer. When I get to heaven with you, and we're there standing with God, wondering what we're going to do, it will be the touch of the Master's hand. Do you know that the Bible teaches us not only will we know each other, we'll know people in heaven that we never knew on earth. Well, how deep does that go? Far too deep for my mind. But it's by faith you and I can live it. There'll be no child that will be left behind for sure. For it is as a child you and I have to go to the cross. All the intellects of Jesus' day stayed away from him. You know why? Jesus was saying, "Salvation is in me. Whoever comes, whoever believes, will never see death. And do you know what the intellects of the day said? It's too simple. Because I must be in charge of what I'm doing for God. I've got to wear another pin. I've got to do something else where everybody can see that I'm doing and helping God. God doesn't need any help. He doesn't need it from you. He doesn't need it from me. But because he loves us the way he does, you know what he did? He allows you and me to be a part of it. Listen, folks, I can't knit. Mitch, Randy, none of us in here can lead a person to Jesus Christ unless the Holy Spirit convicts that individual. When that individual had been convicted by the Holy Spirit, we better be there. Every one of us is Christians to put skin to the Word of God. And then they continue to become. I am frightened. I'm not frightened about leaving this world. Cancer couldn't hold me down, and Agent Orange is having a battle. But I'll tell you, you and I have got to get our heart to the point that we're ready to go. And I'm not talking about going home. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you're going home. Would you please stand up like the army of God and be about his business and the path that he gave to you to do? If we don't do that, if the Christians don't start standing up, Veterans Day, what does it mean? It means you and I celebrate, or we should, those men and women that were ready and willing to give their all, and many did, that you and I might have the freedom in this nation. And we sit back and watch politicians attempt to take it away, and we believe every word. I don't. I believe one word, and that's the word of God. Play the games as they will be stilled. You want to win a war? Be a part of the greatest army that the world has ever known. Brother Randy, come on up, and we're going to do an invitation here in a moment. Young folk, I want you to see something that you may have overlooked within your own church. When I went into battle for the first time in the Dominican Republic as a Marine, and then on to Vietnam, you know who I looked to? Were the leaders, those that had been through battle, those that knew what war was about, because, gosh, I was a snotty old 17-year-old. I didn't even know about the town I grew up in, much less battle. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I know my heart is burdened and heavy watching a nation that you have built through the heart of man falling by the wayside, watching our children be pushed aside, our elderly being locked in cages almost. Touch us, Father, that we might truly see now the leadership that you've given to each of us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.